Hey, what's up? Chris Hughes here, and in this video I want to talk about the importance of building an audience. So to start off with, I want to give you an overview of what I've built over the last couple years. And I've got my little notebook thing here. So this is 9,304,162 likes or fans across my different Facebook networks. And I've built this up in a very strategic manner so that I could have audiences to sell products to. And the reason I did this was because it's so much easier to build up an audience and then sell products and services to them rather than just trying to wing it. And there's a lot of different ways that you can actually build up these audiences. The easiest way for me is just running like ads, and I'll actually show you what that actually looks like in another video. But to start off with, the first 10,000 fans is usually the most important thing. And right now, my personal fan page, I hadn't built it up over the last couple years. I've kind of like been slacking with this stuff, so I'll be doing this soon. But 10K fans. So right now, fans are still a lot more expensive than they were when I first started doing this, but it's still relatively easy to get new people to see your content for like 10 cents. We'll say 10,000. New fans at 10 cents per fan, it's $1,000. If you think about that and you compare it to like traditional advertising, $1,000 to get in front of 10,000 people who are interested in your related product or service is relatively inexpensive. Like newspaper ads cost $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, TV ads a lot more because you have the cost of production as well as the cost of actually like buying the media. So even if it cost, let's say 10K fans at 25 cents. And the math is very easy for those of you to kind of understand this. Even if you're doing like a dollar per new fan, it's still relatively inexpensive because once you've created this fan, you can get them onto your email list, you can get them onto your Facebook Messenger bot list, and you can continuously market to this person. So it's usually a one-time acquisition cost in order to get the person. So there's the numbers, now you see the numbers. But let's look at what this actually looks like. So if you have a 10,000 person audience, right now if that seems like a lot, that's understandable. It is a lot of people, but there are certain blocks in cities that have more than 10,000 people in them. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. It's like the concentrated areas of people, and that's what you're creating with these audience building things. You're bundling people together. You're finding the people who are passionate about something and providing community for them to meet, network, hang out, and do all that fun stuff. So let's say you have 10,000 people. 10,000 is a great number because there's a good possibility that a couple of the people in this particular audience will be sharing your content. So what does that look like? Well, on average, on Facebook, especially, every single person has around 150 connections. So friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances, random friend requests, everyone has around 150 people. So if you have like three or four people share your content, that can add up pretty quickly. So what's this times three? It's 450 or 600 new people. And that's just from three shares. Four shares. And the thing is, the reach isn't going to reach the whole 150 people every single time. However, what you can do is you can bank on more than three people sharing stuff if you're providing relevant and valuable content to these people. And especially if you're building up these communities around a certain interest, finding stuff that people are crazy passionate about is relatively easy. You can just, honestly, if you like walk around your neighborhood right now and just look at like people's sweatshirts or people's t-shirts, go to a sporting event, look at the sayings on people's t-shirts. Those are ideas. Those are particular niches that you could get into for this stuff to work. The 10,000 number is what I usually shoot for because at that percentage, you know, if you spend $1,000 on that, let's break it down into that actually. So $1,000 investment, that's a loss right off the bat. It's negative $1,000 that you're putting out. However, you're getting 10,000 people. If you have a product that sells for, what, like $100, and everyone can come up with something for $100 that they can sell. So we'll do $100 product that you sell, $100 product. And if it's an info product, you usually get to keep all of it because data is relatively cheap. So if you keep, and this is hypothetical, if you keep the full $100 from it, you only need to sell 10 of these to cover the cost. And what happens is you just broke even building an audience of 10,000 people. The same thing is true with the, if it was a $2,500 cost, you just need to sell 25 of them. I hope this is kind of making sense, but with this audience building stuff, what you're ultimately doing is you're just providing interesting content to the appropriate audience. And what that kind of means is reaffirming that someone who has already said that they're interested in something. I'll show you an example. Okay, so let's say for this particular video, love these little stick figure dudes. One thing that I could do if I was interested in targeting Tony Robbins fans is I could create a video of me sharing things that I've learned from like the Awaken the Power Within video. I would would shoot a video where it was like seven things and then fill in the blank. So seven things I learned attending Tony Robbins' seminar, going through the Awaken the Giant Within book or audio, basically going to the content these people provide for you. This can be done in any niche and creating a piece of content around that. And then with Facebook, it's really cool with Facebook is you can target people based on their interests. So what would I do? Well, I'd target people who like Tony Robbins. And in my thought process, my viewpoint on this is if you're giving someone who's already interested in something more of what they're interested in, they're probably gonna consume it, especially if it's good, engaging content. If I'm targeting people who are interested in Tony Robbins, on Facebook they've liked his stuff, that means that they're a targeted audience. If they were to see this video of, let's say, me talking about these seven things I learned, there's a good chance they'll watch and consume that content. And once that happens, you can target, this is called retargeting. So this particular thing is, you can retarget people who watch like 50% of the video, 50% or like 75% of the video. And inside of Facebook's audience, like in the ads manager, you can set these up. You can set up custom audiences. And if you don't know how to do this stuff, message my page. I'll try to include a link to message my actual page, and there's like a bot that'll follow up with you and stuff to pre-qualify you to see if we can actually get on a call. But with the retargeting stuff, let's say, for example, you right now have gotten through this particular amount of this video. And if that's the case, you're probably pretty interested in this stuff, and there's a chance you might even like me or, you know, think this is useful for your business. So if that's the case, you're gonna watch more of it than someone who sees me and they're like, stupid shirt guy, and like clicks off. Right off the bat, I'll have a more targeted audience of, in this case, Tony Robbins fans, who I can set up other ads to. You know, I could send them to a landing page so that they could get the free PDF that I wrote or the free video series that I put out on the seven hacks that Tony Robbins forgot to include. And what I'll do is, in those retargeting ads, I'll only target the people who watch 50 to 75% of the video, and I'll say like, hey, free PDF. And at that stage, you know, I'm building people who actually like me. So you can do like ads to get people to actually like your stuff, and then the retargeting ads to get people onto your email list. This is kind of overwhelming now that I think about it. Like, there's a lot of stuff that needs to get done for audience building to take place, but the overall scheme of it is to spend some money to acquire an audience or to create an audience. And with whatever you're doing, whatever you're passionate about, whatever the niche that you're in, it's relatively inexpensive to build these audiences still. And once like the big businesses start to come in and they start to throw like billions of dollars at Facebook, it's gonna get a lot more expensive. So right now we have a great opportunity to actually build up our own audiences for pretty inexpensive. And in this case, I mentioned like the 10 cents per person. I mean, think about how quickly you can get in front of 10,000 people who are interested in a certain interest. Doing that in real life is kind of hard unless you go to like sporting events or meetup groups specifically for a topic. And you can do this from the comfort of your home using Facebook ads. So if you have questions about this, if you wanna know more, if you need to learn more, or you just wanna like chat with me about how you can actually implement this stuff, be sure to message my page. There will be a button down below. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. This was a longer video, I know that. Thank you for your time. Thank you for paying attention to this. And please subscribe to my channel so you can learn more videos. Learn more about me and how I can help your business. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in the next video.